Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
Hello everybody and welcome along to another Real World Road Test, and we're revisiting a car that we've had the pleasure of driving a little bit recently, Porsche Cayenne. This time we're in Australia and we're back with the Cayenne S. This is the 4-litre version, but we've had it for a little longer, and so I've driven it a little bit more than when we had it in September 2023 out in Atlanta. So here it is, the 2024 Cayenne S from Porsche.
Real World Road Tests on RadioLeMans.com.
Right, so as you'll know if you've listened to our various reports on this car, this is the new version of the car. The S gets the 4-litre V8 engine, which is underneath that big clamshell bonnet. Pretty much all the panels at the front have been changed, including a change of design of the headlight. This one's in crayon, which is a light grey colour, and there's no doubt in my mind that it looks very aggressive, this car, from the front end, and very purposeful. That was the word I was looking for. There's hints of a Lamborghini Urus and its other VAG siblings about this from Audi as well, but with that new style of the four LEDs within the headlamp area, there's no doubt that this is from Porsche. All the grills seem to have been opened up, and there's a slightly deeper front bumper. This being a New South Wales car from Porsche Australia, it's got a small number plate on the front, which actually looks much better than the big ones we have to put on in the UK. But I'm sort of looking further up. I think you could get a full-size stick-on number plate on there, and it would still be legal. Look, we've talked a lot about this car. This one's got 21-inch rims, what they call Porsche Spyder multi-sport rims. It's got huge brakes with red calipers. The body from the ear pillar back hasn't changed too much. All the changes around the front, again, it's got body-coloured wheel arch extensions on it. These new wheels and tyres, we've talked about this before. It's really important that this car has been redesigned on its suspension to run on slightly higher sidewall tyres. What I hadn't noticed before, but I have on this one, is that they're actually running two different sets of tyres. On the front, they are 285 45 21s, ZRs, and on the back, the 315 40 21s. So a much wider tyre on the back. What I suspect that they are the same wheel rim widths on the front to back. It's just a difference in the width of the tyre. There's a space saver in the boot. Not going to go through all the bits and pieces about this, other than to say there are four exhausts poking out of the back. Now, when we had the base model car, the entry-level car in Dubai recently, there was just one rectangular exhaust outlet either side. This means that this one, even unlike the one, the V8 that we had in Atlanta at the back end of last year, this has got the sports exhaust on. And what difference does that make? Well, let's jump on board and fire it up, and you make your own mind up. Right, let's get myself comfortable. Interestingly, this is another one with Bordeaux interior. I'm just going to push the windows down a little bit whilst I start this up. We've got it set in with the sports exhaust switched on, so let's just wait for this motorcycle to go by and then we'll start it up. Oh, he's having a lot of fun on these roads. Well, straight away you notice that there's a fruitier note to that very pleasant V8 rumble. And I said, I think, when we did the original test of this back in September 2023 in Atlanta, that I'm not sure whether I'd spring the extra money for the sports exhaust. I may have to reconsider that now. Right, let's get this car on the road and I'll give you a few observations about the machine. Clear behind. Oh, I haven't shut my door properly. There we are, have now. I'm just going to put the windows up so that it doesn't get too noisy. You'll still be able to hear, hopefully, the engine, which has a fruity little pop, pop, pop back when you lift off. I've been running this car on the lowest suspension setting, although not the most dynamic of the suspension settings. This car, unlike the base model that we had in Dubai, this runs on the air suspension rather than the adjustable steel suspension that that entry-level model has. It's a little bit up on power on the V6, around about 30, just under 40 horsepower. Torque's up as well a little bit. But you're going to pay for that on your mileage. The best we've seen is just under 30 miles to the gallon. On a run around the town, you'll probably get early to mid-20s, possibly a little better than that, depending on how light-footed you are. Once again, Porsche have worked their magic with the suspension on this car. It hides the car's weight superbly. Never going to be a Cayman or a Boxster or a 911, but for a car of over 2 tons in weight, then it is remarkably fleet of foot and very confidence inspiring on the twisty roads through the mountains between Bathurst and the Hunter Valley, and now heading down through the valley roads back down towards Sydney. Everything that I said about the base model goes with this car. It's a premium everywhere, but I've got to say I have changed my mind. The sports exhaust on the V8 is an absolute must have. There's just no way that you can, I think, deny the options list that this V8 needs the burble, the extra burble and the little pop and crackle. Now look, I am not a boy racer, a fan of the boy racer maps on various hot hatchbacks, etc., that are what I call the Rice Krispie ECU settings, where you get snap, crackle and pop every time you shift up or shift down. This is a bit more subtle than that. And let's just put our foot down to get round a cyclist. And there we are. We've given him more than a metre. A metre matters, is what they say here in Australia. And giving him plenty more than that. But there's just something about this car. Now, look, Australia loves a V8, don't they? Yeah, well, I tell you what, this car has turned heads from school children to racing drivers to the marshals letting us in and out of the Repco Bathurst 12 hours down the streets in Bathurst. When I went down track to town and parked, I was dead lucky. I got a car parking space right where they'd closed the main street. And when I fired this car up, even though I wasn't in full sport mode, the amount of people whose heads slapped round because they thought it was a race car, and I apologised to everybody in Miller Street who we woke up at 5 o'clock or before every morning when this got fired up for us to get to the track to do our shifts. But it's intoxicating. I suspect that's why my mileage on this one is nowhere near what we got in either Atlanta with the V8 and certainly not with the V6 in Dubai, whilst we were tickling nearly 40 miles to the UK gallon on that car. I think you do well in this car in everyday use to get much more than 30 if you were taking it easy. In roundabouts just under 700 miles over 1,000 kilometres of mixed running, we will have averaged, hang on, I'll tell you, I'll just go to my total here on the screen. We've averaged mid-20s, which, yeah, is all right. I mean, could it have been better? Yes. But there's been an awful lot of short journeys in that. Now that I've lived with the car a little bit longer and set it up, there's a couple of things that are different from what I'm used to with other Porsches and have left me scratching my head. I couldn't find how to change the settings on their head-up display, including how to lift it up a bit. It was a little bit low and I was losing the bottom line. Could I find that anywhere in the menus? And what Porsche have done in this 2024 car is the selector button that lets you scroll through the dials on the screen in front of the dashboard also puts it up and selects the head-up display, and from there then you push the thumb wheel and you can start making your changes to brightness, setup, height, and all of that sort of stuff. You customise it from the central display in terms of what you want to actually see in front of you, but the position of it and the brightness you do on there. And I had to resort to an instructional video, believe it or not, from Toronto Porsche Centre in Canada, not the Toronto that I drove through here yesterday. Anyway, simple enough when you know, and it kind of makes sense. It's just a change from what I'm used to. The workings of all of the heating and ventilation still has switches in the centre console, although I normally just talk to the car and it does everything it needs to do. So after a longer period of time in my possession, if you like, alone, what do I think of the Cayenne S? Well, the problem with Porsche is with all of their cars, the base models are so good, you have to really justify the extra cost. So I thought the base Cayenne was absolutely super, and I still do. And that V6 engine, for probably 75, 80, 85% of people, will be absolutely fine. And they'll be, this is the little pop as it changes down there. It'll be absolutely fine, and you'll take the better mileage all day and all night, won't you? The S, if you're going to buy the S and the V8, in terms of power, it's not much more. In terms of torque, it is a bit more. It does have a different characteristic. You get a bit more equipment as well in the car. This one's been well specced up, actually. It's got the passenger side display. Not sure I'd pay the extra money for that, but cooled seats and the more expensive seats are absolutely, for me, a must-have on a car like this, particularly in a climate like this. It's also got the panoramic tilt and slide sunroof on this car. But ultimately, you'll buy this for the engine. And if you're going to buy this for the engine, then you've got to have the sports exhaust. Drop something else off. Drop the head-up display off. Drop the what else it is you need to have this, even the bigger rims if you need to. You've got to have the sports exhaust. It is grin-inducingly brilliant. Yes, it does add a bit to the price, and it probably means you'll lose a few miles to the gallon as well. But particularly when you're just pootling around in town and hearing the automatic downshifts, or when you lift off the throttle. I'll see if I can get it to do it, actually. See, I'm just going to push the windows down and then shift it into manual. And here we go. Have a go. So accelerating. Now the lift off. I hope you could hear that. The sort of brrrr at the end that sounds something akin to someone firing off a machine gun. It's worth the price of admission. Look, we've had a lot of experience with the Cayenne, the new for 2024 Cayenne, or the revised for 2024 Cayenne. At the moment, this car is at the top of its game and through the different models that we've had and the different specs that we've had, it's given us a really useful bit of comparison for what you get for your money and what you can play with on the options list. It remains one of the very best cars in this category. It has badge appeal, curb appeal, and with this fabulous V8 engine and the sports exhaust, it has the audio to go with everything else that it looks with it. The aural sensations are absolutely fantastic. Not for shrinking violets, in fairness, because even if you're in the standard drive modes and you're just taking it easy, it's still fairly roughy and still has that little pop, pop, pop when you slow down. But it's great. It does what it says on the tin. And the great thing, if you live in Australia and particularly around Sydney, in a new initiative from Porsche, you could have an extended drive of this car, because effectively you can go and rent it for a few days from Porsche Sydney South. Dominic is the man who looks after it, and he's looked after us on this drive and supplying this car from the Porsche press fleet. Now, in an age when it's difficult to get cars for road tests, because even prestige cars don't have prestige car dealers do not have a big fleet at their dealerships, I think this is a cracking idea and a cracking program from Porsche Australia. It's called Porsche Drive, and you can learn all about it at Porsche's Australian website. But if you're in the Sydney area, or maybe you're coming to Sydney and landing at the airport, it's 5 minutes in a taxi to Porsche Sydney South now with the new roads that have been put in there. Give them a call, speak to them. It'll be more expensive than your standard hire car, yes it will, but it will give you the opportunity, as I have had in this last 10 days or so, to get into a Porsche and live with it and use it the way that you would use it back at home. And that's a whole lot different from nipping round the block for 25 minutes or half an hour on a test drive from a dealer. It's called Porsche Drive, the Cayenne S with sports exhaust, doing everything of it that you would expect, and doing it in style and class. And more importantly, two things: as you walk away from it, you want to take a picture of it, because it's a good looking car. I think that's really important with cars. And secondly, it just makes me smile.
Another real world road test. Check out more at RadioLeMans.com. This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.